D&D has come a long way in the past few years. And if you're looking to level up your dice as well as your gameplay, Modern Artifice has you covered. Their artisanal metal dice sets are high-end, look great, and give a satisfying weight to your dice rolls.
Check out their solid metal sets like this Critical Silver Reactor, which even glows in the dark. Or try their hollow frame dice, intricate metal woven into our favorite polyhedral shapes for a truly unique rolling experience.
If you're into something more classic, Modern Artifice has a plethora of colored and themed resin dice sets so you can find the perfect set to match your character.
Feeling adventurous? Try Modern Artifice's mystery dice sets. This grab bag will give you a full set of resin or metal dice. You never know what you'll get, but you know it will always be quality.
So get yourself to modernartifice.com today and use code GOON10 at checkout for 10% off your purchase. That's GOON10 at checkout for 10% off. Modern Artifice, your one-stop shop for magical merchandise and nerdy novelty.
As legend tells, two women gave birth to Strahd Monzarovich. The first, of course, was his mother, Queen Ravanovia, rest her soul. She died bringing Strahd to the world, a crime his father would never be able to forgive. Though they never met, Queen Ravanovia nonetheless occupied a large part of the Count's heart for the time that it still beat, and she served as the namesake for his castle, Ravenloft. The second, the one who raised him, if not birthed him, was his nursemaid, Baba Lysaga. Baba adored young Strahd and showered him with praise and adoration. Whispers told of her midnight visits to the edge of his bassinet while he slept. She would whisper spells and curses into his ear to ensure he too would be a powerful practitioner of the magical arts. Yet for all her love, there is no castle named for Baba, nor portraits of her adorning its halls. Baba did not live long in the halls named for Ravanovia. She was cast out, and her reward was a hut creeping in the woods. Only the devil knows what the witch did to draw his ire. Perhaps she did nothing at all. Perhaps the Count simply grew to resent the mother he had, in favor of the one who could never disappoint him.
Hey Dungeoneers, thanks so much for joining us for another episode of the Strahdcast. If you like what we do here, remember to follow us on YouTube or subscribe via your favorite podcast app to get notified every time we release new episodes. Thanks again, and take your listen with advantage.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, friends. It's your handler here, reminding you to tune in to Goon Files Season 2 as we return February 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Twitch. You asked for it, and we're delivering. One thing's for sure, the group is going to be in for a chilling good time as we dive into Delta Green's Jack Frost, written by Shane Ivey and published by Arc Dream Publishing. Are they going to make it out alive? Or will a few more of our agents succumb to the horrors of the universe? Be sure to tune in and catch us live on Twitch Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, February 19th through April 22nd, and prepare to roll some sanity checks.
When last we left our heroes, avoiding scintillating fairy lights, they made their way into Baba's homestead, passing a paddock of goats and finding her hut beneath the boughs of an old willow tree. Making their way inside, our heroes frantically hid as Baba arrived in her flying dragon skull. Olaf was the first discovered by the witch, leading Kaz to reveal herself in a bid for diplomacy. Will our heroes be able to talk their way out of this eerie encounter, or will battle be met with the hag? Find out now on the Strahdcast.
Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Shuffle off this mortal coil and transport yourselves to the far, foggy realm of Barovia.
I'm hiding in this cabinet and I'm starting to freak out.
Okay.
Yeah, so Baba places the baby, contented now after your after a smooch from Kaz, lays it back in the bassinet ever so gently, tenderly. You know, her face is gnarled and pockmarked. Her skin has a greenish tint to it. The bramble of sticks and moss that weave its way throughout her hair frame her face in a pretty harrowing visage. But when she looks at this little bundle, she looks at it softly and gently and lovingly and dotingly. And so she lays it into the crib and then turns back to you and says, "Now, what can Baba do for you?"
I think that was really about it. Just came to pay my respects. Just came to kiss Strahd, which, just to clarify, I don't suppose Strahd has any brothers or sisters. Does he or she?
Not as far as I am concerned. Traitors. Pitiless whores.
Oh, in the way of my beautiful ascendant baby.
He rules, has ruled, will rule this place. He's going to be king one day. King of all the world.
Make a new and better one.
Yes, I certainly hope so. Because while it is true that you did everything you could, the last one, man, yeah, what a jerk.
Last one? What do you mean?
I think this valley is ready for a change in leadership.
Valley far away.
I was never really good at geography. This region is ready for a change in leadership.
Yes, indeed. Ready for my beautiful boy. Look at him, radiant as the stars.
He can do no wrong.
He will be magnificent, carving out a place to call his own, a place for him and for me, his mother, his only mother.
So, I think you're already doing what I need you to do, because as a citizen of this place, I want it to thrive under strong and wise and well-raised leadership. So the only thing that you can do for me is tell me, who is it that stands in this child's way?
The father, cruel, broken, tormented. The mother, weak, erring. His own, don't throw me out. I have ever been your humble. Nah. I raised a good boy.
I did.
He will be a ruler, great and terrible, like the witch the world has never known.
But how sweet, how gentle.
You would be his loyal subject, yes.
Caswell very clumsily bow. Of course. Do I get the impression that she thinks she's in the past?
Give me an insight check.
Okay.
Can I hear that and make an insight check as well? From the shadows?
Sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
It's a 13 from Kaz.
She kind of seems to be flipping between realities. Yeah. She seems to have these sort of flashes of memory of the real Strahd, and then kind of flaps back to this where he's still a child. It's kind of hard to follow.
Yeah. I don't know. Drogar, are you somewhere where you are able to, like...
It's 11 on the die, plus 7, that's an 18.
You're putting together the picture of a broken mind. What caused it to shatter, who can say? But yeah, she's... And I think Laszlo said as much, sort of as a warning. I think when you were leaving Laszlo, he said something to the effect of, like, she kind of lives in many places. And the reckoning of those places can lead to violence.
It is true. The leader of this place, as it is now, is cruel and hard and
weak.
And weak. And
ripe for the plucking. Go, my baby. Go to this valley. Rend it. Write your name. Carve it into the earth.
Well, as a loyal subject of my future king, I just want what's best for this place. But we can't suffer under the leadership of an inferior ruler any longer. I think we need to secure his place now and then let him rise to it later.
Pave the way. Make ready the great procession. Pave my babe's path to ascension with skulls.
I can help to pave the way. But I'm gonna need something of great power to do that.
Give me a persuasion check.
Come on. Come on. Come on, baby.
From behind the vanity, you just see guidance.
I wish that Winnie could cast it with her slingshot so that I could just be like, doink, ow, yes.
Drogar readies an action at this.
Okay. Okay. You're readying an action. Persuasion, we said?
Yep. Yeah, persuasion.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Don't you dare.
No! No!
What is it?
No!
What do you think it is?
It's a natural one.
For a two.
Oh, my God.
Drogar.
Oh, my God.
Hang on.
Kaz throws up a finger. Wait.
No, I gotta let this resolve, and then I do it.
Okay, so, like, basing it on the roleplay, Kaz doesn't know that she rolled really child.
Kaz thinks
she's got it. I think if she hears a rustling from your direction, okay, she'll be like, wait.
Okay, yeah. Here's what happens. That's great. Here's what happens.
Go ahead, you go first.
Here's what happens.
I got this.
Here's what happens.
Yeah, there's no doubt coming from Drogar, but he definitely has an action that he's...
That's great. She turns to you, and you see joy wash across her face, and she smiles wide, and as she does, like, the corners of her mouth go way beyond where, like, humanly where they should be able to reach, like the Grinch, you know, and she has, like, these mangled, gnarled teeth that are, like, sharpened to a fine needle-like point. As she smiles, she comes to you and she says, yes, such strength, you can be Vanguard, the leader of my child's... What is that? No. I smell Martikoff, betrayer.
And she... What? Spies! Hide!
Quick, Baba, hide!
God damn it, give me another one.
Yes!
A nine.
Drogar takes his action.
Oh my god.
He moves to Baba.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
And he casts banishment.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh god. Oh god.
Oh. Okay, hang on.
Oh god.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Great.
The gig's up.
Burst out, Drogar.
Yeah. If he can get her out of here.
You're getting the sense she's not out of this place.
For X amount of time.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Take the gem and run.
Okay. She rolled a two.
Oh, my God.
Here is the only thing that I didn't consider.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
When I did banishment...
It's weird.
...to the clockwork thing.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's weird here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's weird here. Describe to me what banishment... How banishment manifests in Drogar.
Drogar, in this moment, you know, he's kind of been, like, kind of poking his little dragon snout out, just taking a look. And every now and then he's been like... Come on. And he hears Kaz doing this and she's like buying it. And he's like, this might actually work. She might actually take the bait, you know? And then she smells Dimitri. And I think he's like, it's now or never. It's now or never. And he takes like five steps, long steps.
Yeah. She whirls around like bringing up.
And as he reaches her, he just puts both hands on her head. And just, you see this energy just flow through his arms and go right into her.
Oh, fuck, sick. So yeah, you see that, like, energy, it, like, lances into her face, and you kind of see it run in rivulets of illuminated energy kind of underneath her skin. And for a moment, her eyes go wild and start to roll back in her head, and she starts, and she goes, and you start to see her body sort of begin to, like, twist and contort as if like trying to be pulled through like the opening of a hose. She's sort of like writhing and shimmering and shaking, and like you see pieces of her face and clothing and hair start to get pulled in different directions, and it start to kind of tear apart almost. But she says, No, I can't leave my baby alone! You think you can stop him? You think you can stop my boy? He's the future of this place, of your world! And she bursts into a swarm of insects.
Oh,
flies!
Fuck.
Go, begin whirling about all throughout the center of the cavern, and then you begin to hear it.
Ew.
The light underneath the bassinet begins to glow even brighter. You hear the sounds of creaking wood as underneath your feet, Winnie and Irina in the cabinet.
I just grab onto her.
There's a spent spool of thread that was in the cabinet, and it just starts to roll along the bottom of the cabinet, like down to one side, and the both of you just kind of watch it go by. As the rest of you are sort of like dealing with this cloud of flies that now like swarms all about you, and I need everyone to make me a strength saving throw.
Okay, he's a good die for this one. It's a 27.
27.
3.
Oh.
14.
Okay.
It's a 10.
10.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was a 17.
Okay.
Oh, nice. So we're good. The Berserker camp is good.
Yes. Thank God.
Okay. Arena and... Oh, Jesus. Jeez Louise. Okay. So, you sit and you feel the... as the rest of you are sort of combating this swarm of flies around you and you two are still in the cabinet, Winnie and Irina, you feel a lurch. You kind of are thrown back against the back of the cabinet. The rest of you sort of like lurch to one side as the floor tucks back to one edge, coming up to like a 45 degree angle. And then it throws, you feel it like throw itself forward. And everyone except Kaz and Olaf are thrown from your places of hiding or standing or wherever you are, and you tumble out the front door of the house. So only Olaf and Kaz are still within.
Holy shit!
And as the rest of you are thrown from the house and come to like splat in the soft mud in front of it, you begin to see the roots of the stump coming up out of the mud below, and as they raise themselves up and slam back down, 8 spider-like legs lance themselves into the swamp floor, and you see the hut raise itself up from the earth and begin to move and stalk like some horrible creature along these 8 spider-like legs. I need everyone to roll initiative.
Oh my god.
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit. Natural 20.
There we go. This is Kaz's day.
This die, I have only rolled this die twice in game. It was a 19 and a 20. This is my new favorite die.
So 20 for a total of what?
For a total of 22.
Nat 20.
Hey!
Yes!
Wow. Drogar, so for a total of what?
21.
Great. Irina?
It only took me 3 times to get my die in my...
In your tray?
In my tray.
Olaf, initiative?
17.
17. Winnie?
Dirty 20.
Great.
Woohoo!
Perfect. That's perfect. All right. Drogar. attempts a banishment upon Babalazaga, and as it sort of winds its way in, she works her way around the effect by disapparating herself into a cloud of flies, which sort of obscures and takes up the entirety of the inside of the cabin. Many of you tossed out of said cabin by its sort of Frankenstein lurch. And as you who have been tossed kind of begin to collect yourselves, picking yourselves up out of the soft mud around you, you turn around just as it's kind of pulling its huge root legs up and out and begin to move. And we are going to dive in here. Kaz, you are up first.
Kaz turns to Babalazaga and says,
"Well spotted. Now that we're alone, we can really talk."
She's a cloud of flies.
I forgot you're a cloud of flies.
Yes.
That can be your action. Whether or not it has registered for her, you can't be sure because she's a cloud of flies.
No. I legit forgot that she turned into a cloud of flies.
I attack the gazebo.
Okay. Yeah. If it's just a bunch of flies, I think she takes out Cactus, and she tries to swing, but she like. Yeah, okay. She, Babalazaga turns, she watches as all of her friends tumble out the door in front of her.
Oh no.
And you hear Winnie.
pulls out the sword.
Okay.
She takes a swing, but she's gonna like rotate it in her hand, so she's taking a swing.
With the flat of the blade.
Trying to knock out. She'll attack at the broad side of the blade, at like just at the center of the swarm.
Yeah, just swiping through like like you're making mosquito burgers.
Immediately before she does that, she will
God damn it, why can't you just play along?
And she's gonna enter a rage.
Uh-huh. Spiky.
So she'll be spiky. So she's going to enter a rage, and she's going to get spiky because, damn it, her plan failed, and that makes her mad. So here she goes with an attack. 15.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. 15 points of damage.
Goodness
15,
gracious.
15, okay.
Attack number 2. A 13.
Yes, indeed.
17 points of damage.
All right. Gee whiz.
Ah, great. Oh, boy. Okay, so you take... two massive swings.
Yeah, one. Well, yeah, she like in a big figure eight pattern, just like wow, wow.
You can see, you can follow along and see the like absence your sword leaves in the air as it and like it's play as you finish your swings. It's like completely coated and plastered with tiny little insect bodies,
like the windshield of a car driving through Central Florida.
Yeah. So you take these two big swings, and the swarm of flies begins to coalesce back again. And like kind of like pin. Wheels through the air and goes up and forms into one tight ball and then slams down onto the floor of the cabin, and Baba picks herself back up standing in the corner. So yeah, we'll just say she's right there. Great. Anything else, Kaz?
She'll yell out.
Free action.
Yeah. She'll yell out.
Free action. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
I really don't want to be your enemy here. All those scary folks are gone. I promise.
Okay, great. All right, awesome.
Just throw that out there.
C'est magnifique. Okay, that is going to bring us to Baba.
Oh boy, oh Jesus. Oh God, oh no.
She looks at you, and she says...
the flies?
No, she is now Baba again.
Oh, what?
She
oh,
is back to Baba.
She just Baba'd back.
She oh, Baba'd okay. back. She's Baba. Back to Baba.
Baba backed.
Oh my God.
She's back to Baba.
This is all really confusing. I just wanted to kiss a baby.
And she looks at you, Kaz, and says, "Don't worry, I'll keep you safe." And she like brings up her hands and throws her fingers forward like Palpatine. And like a wash of, it's sort of reminiscent and similar to Winnie's eraser dust, passes over you, Kaz, and I'm going to need you to give me...
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez, whiz.
A wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Of course it's wisdom. So wise.
Oh!
Is that the second natural one?
I trusted you.
Oh.
Down the hallway.
I'm going to give you one more chance to prove yourself.
Wow. Okay.
Die that rolled a 20 and then a 19.
Damn.
Is that a 1?
Okay.
That was a 1.
Okay.
Yeah, on average, that's still pretty good, so don't fuck me again.
So you see this sort of... Olaf, I guess, would be the only one to parse this. You see this sort of wave of... It's similar. It looks like kind of like a swampy sort of like fog or gas or dust wash across Kaz. And as the smoke cloud moves past, once it's past, you don't see her anymore, and you whip your head back and forth. Until finally, your gaze goes down to the floor where there is naught but a toad. Where Kaz once stood.
Oh no!
Oh my God!
Okay!
I am become frog.
Destroyer of worlds.
Leaper of lily pod pads.
Oh, Jiminy Christmas.
And then I think she's actually gonna move. Yeah, that'll be it. That'll be her. So Kaz is now a toad. And that is going to bring us to Drogar. Winnie, you are on deck.
DM.
Yes, sir.
What is the distance of this entry into the thing from where I am now?
Each square is 5 feet.
But I can get into the tree. It's still like... The legs are still kind of like doing
question.
Their thing.
So now that it's picked... That's a good, great question.
Is there
a
vertical distance?
Now that
do
it's
I have to take a jump
up,
action to
yeah,
get into
now that
it.
It's picked itself up, the like landing, like the bottom step is maybe 10 feet in the air.
Okay, so I'm going to get a running head start, and I'm going to try to get up onto that to get in there to help them.
I'm
going to
make you do an athletics check because you're wearing armor and you're old.
Fuck.
Of course.
It's a 15. It's a flat check. I have no bonus.
Sure, yeah. So you take a running jump and you dig your lizard claws into like the bottom step, and you're able to hike yourself up.
Okay. Is that my movement? Is that an action and movement? What
call that like your whole movement? Yeah, to kind of get up there.
Movement. Okay.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
So I am here on the steps.
Yeah, Olaf. You see him sort of like appear behind you.
Okay. I am going to point to Kaz and cast Dispel Magic.
I have a meta question.
Yes.
Would we have seen Kaz get transformed into a frog? Would we be knowing to look for a frog from our
vantage? Not necessarily, but you get up there and you
and
see a toad.
A little green frog.
There's a little toad instead of a Kaz.
With tiny tusks.
You see, let me rephrase that.
With tiny tusks.
So I get up there.
And a tiny spear.
So I get up there. Drogar does an about face and is like, Olaf, but where's Kaz? And he takes a beat, looks down, sees Dimitri, Irina, and Winnie, and then just sees this frog, and with his brain and arcana,
you've heard
like,
enough stories about witches turning people into toads that you put one and one together.
So he's gonna point to Kaz.
All right, I need you to make a spellcasting ability check. So D20 plus your wisdom.
That is an 18 on the die, plus four, it's 22.
That'll do it, yeah. Okay. You are able to rip through the weave. You can kind of see the construction of weave bound around your friend, sort of forming the silhouette of a toad.
Yeah.
And you are able to sort of rip those weaves away, allowing Kaz to materialize.
And it looks much like Yoda when he's taking in Palpatine, since we're doing Star Wars.
Yeah, sure.
You know, he pulls in Palpatine's lightning. Drogar, goes to Kaz and goes, hold on, and kind of pulls, you see this energy fly out of this toad, and it starts to form back into Kaz, and it just kind of coalesces in his hand, and he just kind of like pushes it in.
Sick.
Into himself.
Oh, yeah. So, Kaz rematerializes. Good work.
I already know how hard it is being green.
Great.
And then, I cannot do spiritual weapon because it is not a cantrip. It's another leveled weapon with my bonus action. So, that's the end of my turn.
And so, everyone,
I've learned.
Only two.
Thank you.
Huzzah. Okay. That's anything else, Drogar?
No. Shield and mace at the ready, and that's it.
All right, Winnie, you're up.
Okay. You said how high up is this?
10 feet.
10 feet. I'm not. are these roots still moving?
It's in stable place right now, but you can see the feet kind of lift up and down as if it is eager to strut about.
I'm watching those feet lift up and down, and I'm going to go try and catch one while it's down and wait until it's up and do a little hop and see if the momentum from it going up will shoop me up into the house.
Sure, give me an athletics check. Yeah.
I'm too scared.
Oh, no. Campbell, what is that?
That's an 8.
So you try to rush forward and clasp yourself to one of these legs, but it just sort of, as if sensing your presence upon its appendage, it picks up one of its feet and just goes like, ugh, and like shakes you off and you fall back to the muddy ground below.
Dang it! God! Well, what the fuck? Says Winnie the character.
Language!
What was that? My action?
We'll say that's your movement.
That's my movement. Sure fucking is. From getting flanked back on the floor, and I'll land back on my back and then just lift my head up to where I can see Baba. And just raise one hand, and I'm going to send two spiritual erasers over at Baba.
I don't know if you can get an angle on Baba from below the house.
Never mind.
Can she at least spawn them up, like, where I am?
Yeah, the spiritual weapon, yeah, you can do. Oh, sure. You can kind of summon them up in the house, yeah. But I don't know you don't have quite vision on Baba.
Does that work, Campbell? At least they'll be up. It's within 20 feet, I think?
No, it's within 60 feet. It doesn't say anything about visual. So I...
All right, sure then. Great. Yeah. Throw it down next to Baba.
Okay,
all right,
cool.
So spiritual weapons are up, but I can't attack with them because I can't see her?
Go for it.
That's fine, though, if I can't.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
18.
Let's go. Yeah, that'll do.
Let's go.
7 points of force damage.
Mm-hmm.
As I don't even see what they do. I think I can see from where I am, like, the tip of her head as she's walking out of frame.
Sure, yeah, you see, like, the top of her
hair. I see her reform from flies.
Great. Perfect, yeah.
And then she disappears, and so I'll just close my eyes and Hail Mary spiritual weapons over there. That's it.
Yeah, that is going to bring us to Dimitri. He runs over right
when... I need to do something.
Yeah, what you want to do?
I'll cast Emboldening Bond. I'm just down here with Irina and Dimitri.
It's better than nothing.
So I'll just cast it on me and Irina and Dimitri.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
All right, so Emboldening Bond on the three of us.
Perfect.
Great.
Anything else?
No.
Great. That is going to bring us to Dimitri, who is going to run over and kind of position himself right underneath the steps. And he's going to look at you, Winnie, and kind of cup his hands and say, come on! And, like, get ready to give you a boost.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
That is going to bring us to Olaf. What do you got?
All right. So I think Olaf, like, he's, like, crouched down after, like, steady himself after the house jerking. So I think he just goes to, like, a little, like, quick barrel or quick, like, shoulder roll.
Barrel roll?
Shoulder roll. Like, you know, over the shoulder.
Do a barrel roll,
yeah,
Olaf!
Yeah. You know, Fox taught me right. So he does, like, a little shoulder roll just to get to the side and get an angle at Baba. And then he's doing a sharpshooter shot.
Yes, sir.
Minus 5, plus 9. I learned how to do math. That's plus 4.
Very good.
Look at that.
16.
That is a 16 to hit.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Now, that is going to be 10 damage for the sharpshooter feat, plus a d8, plus 4. So 16 points of damage.
16 points of damage. Yes, indeed. Yeah, so an arrow plants into her shoulder.
And then same thing all over again.
Fire away.
I'm learning to play my character, guys. It's really going well. I'm going to now also use my precision attack with my superiority die. And for those of you listening, I'm allowed to make this decision after I know what my dice roll is.
There you go.
I just have to make the decision before I know what the result is.
Yes.
Okay. So that is 17 to hit now.
That'll hit.
All right.
Boy, I wish I was a ranger, fighter, multi-class.
It's fighter rogue, okay?
Sorry.
Thanks, Ned.
Sorry. Wish I was a badass.
Be gone with you, die. Okay.
The hall is well fed tonight.
It is.
That, with the 10 points of damage from the sharpshooter feat, that is 15 more points of damage.
The hall. Yeah. So these two arrows, like, sink into her body, but and you can see them, like, poking out of her, but she doesn't even seem to react to them. Anything else, Olaf?
No, I think he, like, sees that reaction, and, like, he's just frustrated but doesn't know what to do other than, like, and that's it.
Great. That is going to come now to Irina. She is going to take her javelin and run over to one of the legs of the tree. And sort of just, like, thrust it into the leg. And she gets a crit!
And so
she takes the javelin and, like, puts it fully through one of the legs. And you hear the house, like, as, like, one of its legs rears back. And that is going to bring us to the house.
Oh, God, I forgot about the house.
Also the house.
Also the house.
Also that animate house, remember?
Yowzers. Yeesh. Okay, everyone in the house, I need another strength saving throw. As you again feel it kind of rock back.
Dirty 20.
11.
11.
16.
16. Okay, so you feel the house kind of like pitch back and then rocket itself forward. Kaz, you may be able to maintain your footing, but Drogar and
Fuck!
Olaf.
God damn it.
You are again cast.
God damn
from it.
Bitch.
tossed out to the front yard once again. That's the house. That's the end of round one. We're back to the top of the order. Kaz.
Okay. Just to line up with what I'm about to say, let it be known that I rolled that strength save without advantage for raging, because I think that being turned into a toad and then back again pulled me out of my rage.
I think it would, yeah. I think it would. Because for a moment, Kaz, you were blissfully a toad. With no problems in the world.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're right.
I think actually it's a rude awakening coming back to Kaz.
I think it's
oh, to be a toad.
It's quite a lesson. It's quite a lesson. And I think if she makes it through this alive, she's going to meditate on it later. But what I think that gives me is a little bit of soundness of mind that I would not have if I were raging. And because she has that, she takes note of her surroundings and sees that it's just her and a couple of spiritual erasers in a room with Baba Lazaga. And instead of, like, rage, Kaz would just go for the stab, like, take the sword and slash, slash. But because she's, like, she's aware of, because she has, like, her bearings and her wits about her, she's going to go for the bassinet and try to grab the baby.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead. Yeah, it's a baby in a cradle, so I don't even think you need to roll.
Okay.
Yeah, you pick up the child.
She picks up the child and holds it between her and Baba Lasaga with Cactus at its construct throat.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Well, it didn't need to be this way, witch. I came here to kiss babies.
Oh my God. Fuck. Anything else, Kaz? Or are you just sort of in a standoff?
Just that. Yeah, she like fully takes a stance, like, what now?
Okay. So that brings us to Baba next.
Oh my God.
She sees this happen, and she looks at you, and immediately sort of begins to crumble.
No! It's just a baby! Please don't hurt it! Anything you need! Anything you want! Please! Please! You don't hurt my baby.
And she kind of comes inching towards you.
She takes a couple. She like just takes a step back.
Not another step.
How could you do this? You. You who came to pay homage. You. No.
And she's like gesturing violently with this one finger. You.
She moves the baby a little closer to God. Like her own face.
You have sealed your own
This child could be my future king. I want to live to see this child usurp the current ruler of this valley. Really, more specifically, I want to see the current ruler of this valley not be the current ruler anymore. I want to be on your side here. I really do. I really, really do. But in order to take down the leader who we need to kill, I will need your help. I will need your gemstone.
You come here to bargain. You want to see my baby be king. You won't live to see his next breath.
And she throws her finger forward.
No, God.
Yep.
And Kaz.
It's only fair.
Kaz, I need you to give me a constitution saving throw.
Okay. I'm good at those. I'm not raging, but that actually doesn't matter. Okay. Oh, out of the box. I'm not even looking.
It doesn't matter.
25.
Nice.
Excellent. Okay.
Sorry. Right. 23.
Great.
I, like, my shoulders are tired. I'm just holding so much tension in that stance.
You won't live to see his next breath!
And a jet of green light.
Oh, no!
Erupts from her finger.
This bitch is trying to disintegrate.
Yes, she is!
And shoots across. You made the save, so you are going to take
half of whatever the fuck.
Half of up to 100 damage.
The total is 64.
So 32
points of damage.
Holy shit.
As this thing, as it blasts into you, Kaz.
Thank you.
You are able to steel yourself. What does that feel like?
I think she, like, Akira slides back. Like, she's holding this child. I think she's in this, like, this power stance, holding this child tight against her chest, this construct of a child, with the sword pressed, like, just a centimeter away from its throat. And this thing just hits her, like, right in the gut and sends her a full couple of feet back, just sliding across the floor. But she keeps on her feet. She stays on her feet and is just, like, her eyes are just shut tight, and her teeth are gritted, and she just absorbs this blow, and it hurts like this is a blow that could have reduced her to dust under different circumstances. And she just, the world stops for a second. It's just silence as, like, the dust settles, and then her eyes just open.
Yeah, okay, so you get black, and you see the look on her face as you survive this blow, and you see the shock and awe.
After the dust settles and she takes a moment and she sees the shock on Baba Lasaga's face, she just sort of, like, turns herself around so that it is her in between the child and Baba.
Mm-hmm.
And she just puts the sword and she lowers the sword.
Jesus.
So her back is turned to Baba Lasaga. Her body is fully in between the baby and her. And she just looks at her and goes, "That could have hit him."
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Hey, you fucking genius.
Okay! 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 And those of you outside, you see the house. It begins to lower and set itself back down into the mud. And everything kind of comes to a calm here for a moment. So the house, like, sets itself back down. All of you see, you know, you're sort of, you find yourself at the front steps again.
Yeah, Drogar comes rushing into the building, mace and shield drawn, and sees what's going on and looks at Kaz and is like, "What's the play, Kaz?"
"I'm not prepared to be a mother. I'm not prepared to be a mother. I'm not prepared to be a mother."
And he looks, and then he looks and he clocks that you have the construct, and he's like,
"Clever girl."
Okay.
"What do you want?"
"I'll give you, if it is within my power, money, power, wealth, anything you need."
"The gem." "Stop."
"The gem. And that is within your power. Which?"
"Give me a persuasion check."
"Come on, baby."
"Can I consider that Drogar aided me with his words?"
"Sure."
"Okay.
I'll give you..." "Oh, okay. I was going to say." Drogar puts a hand on Cass's shoulder and goes, "Good job, guidance."
Baba has sort of fallen to her knees at this point.
15.
"Note to self and friends. In future, Kaz does not equal diplomat."
"You did so good, Baba."
"You were doing pretty fucking good for a while."
"Thank you. I did okay."
"Okay.
Okay. Just don't hurt me. Don't hurt my baby."
She kind of moves and takes the bassinet and shoves it to the side. And with a wave of her hand, the floorboards kind of, like, peel back. "Take it. It's yours. Just give me the baby."
Drogar will walk over to where the gem is.
"Baby first."
Drogar, get within arm's reach.
Drogar moves over to the gem.
You stand off. And yeah, Kaz making eye contact with Drogar and, like, quickly.
Quick perception check. And Drogar actually see the gem? Is it below?
So, yeah, if you...
I'm not going to just stick my hand into the fucking ground.
Yeah, looking down into this pit, yes, as the floorboards peel away, you see the gem, and it is sort of, like, held aloft by these vines coming out. You can see, like, kind of from the floor of the trunk beneath the house, and kind of working its way out from around the floorboards, and they kind of, like, connects almost like blood vessels to the gem, and you can see it sort of, like, floating in the air there, held aloft by these different vines that grow from all directions, suspending it in the air. Yeah, and it, you can see it just floating there.
"Release it."
"A child first."
Drogar primes a guiding bolt. "Release the gem."
"You
have it already, for pity's sake. Just give me my baby."
Kaz moves towards the bassinet, which I believe Baba sort of threw to the side.
Yeah, you're still all in the same general direction, area, but yeah.
She'll, you know, if she'll write it so that it is, you know, on its feet and sturdy and move to put the construct child back in the bassinet.
Drogar will grab the gem at that point.
Drogar, give me a dexterity saving throw.
Oh boy.
That's a 15 on the die for a 16.
You reach forward with a mailed hand, and you can feel the warmth coming off the gem as your fingers reach out towards it. And as you can feel, like, you begin to wrap your draconic fingers around the gemstone, and you kind of get it into your grasp. And just as your hand closes around it, like a guillotine, two floorboards kind of fly out of nowhere with, like, jagged edges, almost like teeth, and slam onto your arm. And then a lot of things happen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
So you kind of like, these floorboards snap onto your hand, Drogar. You are going to take 9 points of slashing damage as it kind of closes around you. Baba whistles and then again bursts into a cloud of flies. Kind of like moves its way into the bassinet and sort of like picks the baby up in this cloud, this swarm of insects, as you are distracted by the jaws kind of like scything onto Drogar's arm. That will bring us right into Drogar's initiative, so let's call it there. What do you got, Drogar?
Oh my God.
This is the fucking weirdest fight.
Point of order. Is my arm still caught in there?
Yes.
Oh God.
We'll call you grappled.
I grappled on Kaz.
That was...
I was going to say.
Very good. I would like to... You tell me, is it an action to pull my hand out? Is it all my movement? What is it to get my hand out of
it? If you want to use your action to do another dexterity saving throw.
To get my hand out?
Yeah,
because
we'll
gem.
Say it's like snatching almost, okay. You know, like a pair of teeth.
So Drogar will...
Yes.
Drogar will see it, and I don't think... You know, 9 points of damage is not a ton right now for him, but I think that it is the pressure of the wood crunching around the armor, and the armor is pressing closer and closer into his arm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's starting to hurt. Like,
yeah,
you feel it.
You feel like you feel the armor
like
start to like collapse, and yeah.
So he's
yeah.
feeling that, and he just has one thought, and he's seeing it, and he's like, if Winnie can do it, so can I. And he's gonna try to pull the gem out with that dexterity.
Let's go for it.
If this were an episode of Buffy, we'd see flashbacks of Jester Hill.
Yeah!
That's
another 16.
No, yeah, it just clamps down around you again. You're gonna take 5 points of slashing damage. As it continues to gnash. You're like sitting over this hole in the floor, Drogar, and you keep trying to reach in, and yeah, it just kind of gnashes shut. Anything else?
Yeah, that was my movement. So I am here.
Well, that would be action.
That's
to try
my full
and,
action.
Yeah, to make the save. Okay.
Bonus action, Valandra. Relax, door! And out of the ground.
We got so many spiritual weapons flying around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's going to take a slam. It's actually... The Landrill is going to attempt to knock the construct out of her hand.
So she's the flies again.
Yeah.
So you can attack this. Yeah. You can see like the tumbling swaddle of the baby kind of like floating around being ping-ponged back and forth by the swarms of flies.
Okay. Well, you know what? Then I'm actually going to say this. The Landrill is going to aim directly for the construct, hoping that she will put her true self.
Sure.
In front of the construct.
Sure. Go for it.
Yeah.
12.
I think that still works because she's an insect swarm. Yes, indeed.
Jesus. Okay, that was at third level spirit guardian. Spiritual weapon. So that is. Is that 1d8 or 2d8?
Spiritual weapon is
at third level or higher. It's 2d8. Okay, so 2d8. That is 18 points of damage.
Ooh-wee.
Okay. Anything else, Drogar?
That's it. That's it for Drogar this turn.
You got 18 points of damage on a spiritual weapon? How? Teach me your ways.
1d... 1d8. It's 2d8. I got an 8, 6, plus 4.
Wait, what did you cast it at?
Third level.
Yeah.
It only goes up in die every 2 levels.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And it's a first level spell.
And yep. You cast it at fourth.
So at third level, it gets another DA. Yeah.
No, at fourth it does.
It's a
right?
Second, is it a second level?
Oh, it is a second level spell. Yeah, you'd have to do it at fourth.
Yeah.
When you cast this spell using a spell slot of third level or higher, the damage increases by 1d8 for every two.
It would have to be fourth. For every two above.
Seven. Yeah, it would have to be fourth. Which is confusing, but fuck. Yeah, it would be.
Okay, so you tell me whether you want to keep the 6 or the 8 on that roll.
Well, if you want to just do a fourth level spell slot instead of a third.
If it's fourth level, then that
I
is
I do not want to burn my fourth level spell slot. Sorry, I have one left.
That's fine, then just
I'm
do
not
a
gonna
nat.
Burn it.
Then take away a d8, yeah.
Okay, I'm leaving it to you because I rolled an 8, I rolled max, and a 6, so you...
All right, we'll take away the 6.
Take away the 6? Okay, yep. Cool. So that's 12 points of damage.
Huzzah. Okay, anything else, Drogar?
That's it for me.
Winnie, you're up.
Oh, boy.
Oh, fiddlesticks.
Dimitri's there and ready. He's ready to give you, readied his action to give you a boost.
Is the house still settled though?
Oh yeah, it is. You're right.
It
you're
resettled
right. Yeah,
down.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Okay.
You're right. Yeah.
Okay, the house resettled. I also need to resettle. Thank you.
I didn't get the memo. Are we sitting down now? Fuck.
Yeah. We're resettling. When the house gets back up, we'll all get back up. Okay, I am gonna run in. I'm seeing Drogar getting chomped in the floor.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna run over to where Drogar's getting chomped. The teeth that I'm looking at, does it look like any way I could grab hold of this thing and help hold it open for him to get his hand out?
It's gnashing floorboards, so you could even attack them if you wanted to.
All right, I'm gonna take out my hand axe.
Great.
And I think this house settles, and I just stride in past Dimitri, pulling out my hand axe out of my bag. I'll walk over, and just as I watch it clamp down on Drogar's arm again, and I'm going to try and slam down on it while it's closed.
Go ahead.
Drogar's like, oh! Watch it, you almost hit my thumb!
Dirty 20.
Great, yeah, go ahead.
7 points of damage, max damage on the hand axe.
7 points, great, yeah. So you hack away at these floorboards, carving them away, paving the way forward to these gnashing floorboards. You slam down with your axe and splinters of wood go flying through the air. And you hack away, leaving the way open.
And I think as I do, there's just this flash as I'm standing right across from Drogar, who's like bracing himself against this, and with each slam of the axe, there's a flash of those chomping teeth in the maw of the big wicker man on Yesterhill, the first time we saved the gem. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, see the glow, and I see Drogar standing right in front of me, just like he appeared, just splinters flying until, and I don't even remember.
It is full circle
happened.
Here a little bit, isn't it? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Drogar looks at Winnie in free action, just goes, believe, right?
Yeah.
Believe, ow, right? Ow, believe.
Then I will leave him to it. You're on it. And I just look over to where the spiritual weapons are. And I'm just going to send both of them slamming at the baby into a wall.
Okay, roll the hit.
No. I don't. I think, well, I'm trying to... This swarm means nothing to me, but I do see the mass of the baby, so I send both of the erasers to, like, sweep and just try and slam it into a wall, but I think both erasers catch flies and clunk, clunk into the wall.
Anything else, Winnie?
That's it.
Okay, that is going to be Dimitri, and he is going to do a series of articulate hand gestures and then throw his palm forward, and 3 bright magical darts of pure arcane energy fire off, kind of go in like a spreading arc and then coalesce, like all come together in the cloud. These jets, these darts of energy impact into the swarming clouds, and the flies scatter, and Baba coalesces again and falls to the ground, and she's like drops, like she hits the ground and drops the baby, and the swaddled bundle like rolls across the floor up against one of the walls, and she's just sitting there pathetically on the ground.
Too weak. Why he cast me out in the first time? Too weak.
Olaf, you're up.
Oh god.
Don't do it. Don't
oh,
do
god.
It.
Oh god.
Campbell,
yeah.
Look at me.
Don't fall for the shit. Don't fall for it. Don't fucking fall for it.
My heart.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't you fucking do it.
What if I do it?
Don't you fucking do it.
Not you too.
Ladies.
Should I do it?
Okay.
It's just the Batman and Robin meme. Pull yourself together.
Oh, come on, men. Let's kill this nanny.
So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take a shot at her, and we're going to...
At her? Yeah, she's lying on the ground.
And I'm going to...
An easy target.
I'm going to do something, but we're going to see if my shot hits first before I describe it. 19 on the die, so that's going to hit, and then it's going to be a grasping arrow.
Love the confidence he said that with.
So,
19 on the die,
it does,
that's
it does,
hit.
It does.
So when that hits, I need a strength saving throw from you, and if you fail it, you're going to... Baba Lazaga is going to be wrapped in poisonous brambles.
Oh, shit.
12.
That'll fail.
All right.
So I see her sitting there, and I've seen enough of her shit. So I just, like, with this new bow, it's, like, not even something I have to do. Olaf just, like, thinks about it. And when he pulls back the arrow and says, Ashla, and he lets it go, and then there's, like, a hint of, like, green to the radiant arrow. And when it hits, like, it... brambles pop out and wrap her up, and she's now held in place by these poisonous vines.
Wow.
So you will take an extra 2d6 of poison damage. Your movement is reduced by 10 feet, and you'll take an extra 2d6 slashing damage for every time you move 1 foot or more without teleporting.
Oh my god.
God!
And then you can try...
She's like basically immobile. She can't move.
Yeah.
All right, so how much damage was that?
So it's going to be... Yeah, I'm going to give you the 2d6 for the poison damage from the brambles, which is 7.
Nice.
And then I'm going to give you the just the arrow damage, which is going to be 9.
Great. Okay, great. All right. Anything else, Olaf?
Yes. And then I'll take one more shot.
Fire away.
And this... will be a sharpshooter shot.
It sure will. She's restrained.
Yeah.
So this has advantage.
Well, I mean, yeah, kind of. She can move, but her movement's reduced.
Oh, of course, of course. Yeah, all right, fire away.
And it'll cause her pain.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh! And I've been forgetting about my sneak attack damage. So I get an extra 2d6.
Oh, my God.
Hey!
You have.
That's 11 points
oh
on that.
2d6.
Wow.
Yes, yes.
All right, anything else, Olaf?
Yes, and now I'll take my sharpshooter shot.
You should
ask. You did this to yourself.
I was like, that this look is going to fuck them up. This is going to be so hard.
We got her off her game with all the baby shit.
It's true, it's true, it's true.
We did the banishment in the beginning.
Yeah, it's good.
17 to hit.
Jeez.
That'll do.
So now that will be 10 points from the sharpshooter feat, plus 11 radiant for just the shot.
21.
Do I get sneak attack again?
No, just once per turn.
Okay. Sure. And then that will end my turn.
So what
turn.
Was that, 20? 21?
10 normal, 11 radiant.
Yes. And then... before I did all that, I climbed into the house. I forgot to say that.
whoa.
We
hold
just
on.
See two arrows sail. She gets wrapped up with shit, and then you walk in.
Yeah. So you see,
let's bring this to a grinding halt.
That's
while
actually
we
pretty sick. You're like, there's a lot happening, and then you just see these two radiant bolts of energy shoot through the front door and blast into Baba, and then Olaf steps into the room, and she's just laying there, entwined, just. Anything else?
I think he just says, I think that will be enough.
All right, that's going to be Irina. Just going to come into the house and look at this scene. And she's got her javelin ready, but she just kind of looks at all of you and down at her and, like, kind of pulls back. And she's just going to hold her action. That's going to bring us to the house. And Baba, she's, like, half of her face is pressed into the floor of the house. She's bound with Olaf's entanglements. And she just begins to scream.
No! Tear it all down!
And you see these spider-like roots come blasting through the very walls of the house, tearing down the cottage as the roots kind of like just, it's like, you know, just blasting through.
You all wanted to feel bad for her.
Oh my gosh.
I still do.
I know, me too.
All right.
The worst part.
This is going to be...
Jesus, Murphy.
All right. It's going to be Olaf, Kaz, and Dimitri, let's say. So Olaf first, like one of the roots just like comes through the front door and like wraps you up and squeezes. And 19 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
So yeah, the root bursts through Olaf and wraps you up, and you can feel like the pressure, this crushing pressure of this root, just like, you know, like when you get like a finger caught in a car door, or, you know, just like that slamming pressure.
Oh.
You are gonna take 46 points of bludgeoning
of
damage.
Of crushing damage?
Bludgeoning damage. Next is going to be Kaz.
Crushing.
That's going to be 22 to hit.
Ooh, yep.
You are going to take 32 points.
Oh my god.
Of bludgeoning damage.
On top of the other 32
that
you took.
One comes through the roof, like down through the roof, and just like blasts on top of you. And the third is going to be Dimitri. With an at one, we'll miss.
Oh my god, thank god.
Yeah, another one. Another one. Another
not
one
the
bursts,
hot boy.
Another one bursts through the side, but he turns into a raven and misses its grasp.
Wow.
So yeah, but yeah, these roots, so the roots are now
sexy
in the cabin with you. It's like a whole fucking mess. That's his. Okay, we are back to Kaz. What do you got?
Oh my god, what indeed.
Droger, not Droger. Trevor, can I? I'm Droger. You're Trevor. Trevor, can I have that die that's by your foot that I so inconveniently rolled?
You are, sir.
I also, just to keep myself honest, I was thinking of a different spell. I only get 1d6 for my sneak attack, so give yourself 6 points of health back.
That's very honest, sir. That's very honest.
Teacher, you didn't collect the homework?
Listen, we got lots of students that are learning along with us.
Oh, I love that.
Very good, Ty. Very good.
Am I the asshole?
All right, Cass, teacher. What do we got?
Leave those kids alone.
So you've got Baba on the floor wrapped up. The baby is against the wall. The tree is crushing the life out of everybody.
Do what you gotta do, Kay.
Yeah, when in doubt, do the thing your character would do. She just took a shit ton of damage, so she's gonna enter a rage. And when she enters a rage, she does not think as clearly or strategically as she normally does. So enraged, which let me take that off my rage, my second rage of the day since I... lost my last one from Toaddom. She's gonna attack Baba.
Okay, go
two
ahead.
Two attacks at Baba.
This will be, yeah, go ahead.
With Cactus and Reckless because, fuck it, I'm mad. Mm-hmm. Attack number one is gonna be a 23 to hit.
Yes, indeed.
That's gonna do.
It starts with 20, you got it.
it starts with 20, it's good. Okay, where's another d6? Here we go. That's gonna be, oh god, shit rolls. One and a two. 10 points of damage.
Wow.
10?
10. 10. Mm-hmm. 10 slashing from Cactus.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be a barbarian when I grow up.
It's fun to play.
Attack number 2, 19 to hit. No,
yep,
yes,
that'll do.
19.
Yep.
She still gets
12
to go.
Points of slashing.
Okay.
She still gets to go next.
Oh, yeah.
She cries as you rake against her body. With Cactus. Anything else, Kaz?
Yeah, where before she was, like, able to sort of put thoughts together and talk and negotiate, now she's just yelling. Nah! I feel like in her head she's saying, it didn't have to be like this, like, give us the gem! But in her body and mouth she's just going, nah! So, yeah, nope, that's it, I'm good.
Okay, that's gonna come to her initiative... She's gonna round on you again, Kaz.
Damn it, god fucking damn it.
At least now I get my damage reduction. And my boost to AC.
Yeah, not if it's magical.
Boost AC still counts.
What do you get to AC when enraged?
It's just a +1, because Barkskin makes it I can't get below 16.
Got it.
Normally I'm 15, so I just get a bump.
Got it.
She whips her head around to you, Kaz, and as she does so, her eyes have turned entirely black, the whole of her eyes. And she goes, and the whole floor of the cabin erupts with these inky black tentacles.
Oh, no.
No.
Flying up out.
Black tentacles.
Uh-huh.
Emerge black tentacles!
After our own eldritch being's heart. Let's see.
Wait a second. Who are we fighting? Is that Kay on the board?
We're fighting Kay.
That can't be Kay. Kay is way more good looking.
Well, thank you. You're right. I'm in this picture and I don't like it.
Ooh, she's 25, so I'm just picking up the whole thing. Yeah, it's everybody. So I need everybody. Dexterity saving throw, please.
Dex save. Will this count as a...
Yes, you can see it, yeah.
Danger sounds, okay.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, no. That's a 10.
Eey. 10.
7.
7.
15.
15.
14.
Oh, man, everybody fails. Oh.
Fuck!
What?
Yeah.
That was with advantage.
I thought 15 was good enough.
But not a little late, it ain't!
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I rolled a 5 and an 8.
It's like pretty good.
All right, the turn tables.
The turns of table.
How all right, if everybody fails, everybody's going to take.
Oh, no.
Whoa, why are you rolling that dice that many times?
7. 7 points of bludgeoning damage, and you are restrained.
So what's that, just a movement thing, or we can't
restrained,
do anything?
Restrained, speed becomes 0. It can't benefit from bonus to speed. Attack rolls against the creature have advantage. The creature has disadvantage on dexterity saving throws. And the attack rolls you make have disadvantage. You can use your action to try and break out of the tentacle on your turn if you want. That is going to bring us to you, Drogar. You are restrained, but you're still within reach of the gem if you want to try and grab
it. Is my hand not on the gem already? I thought it's that sort it was of the like, things that were keeping it from pulling
sure,
it out.
Sure, sure. So if you want to try and pull the gem, your movement is 0, but you're right there with it. So you can still try and pull it.
Great, then I'm going to pull the gem out.
All right, give me a dexterity saving throw, which you will take with disadvantage.
But I don't have the things closing on my hand anymore.
Shouldn't, because I
because you hacked them away, right?
Oh, that's true!
Did you kill them, though? I was hoping to smash them.
No, yeah, that's true. So let's just call, because you got the tentacles, but the things, let's call it a straight dex roll.
Oh.
Because the floorboards are gone, but you got the tentacles and there's a lot going on.
15?
15. It's not enough.
Oh my God!
It's not enough. You reach in there and you try to yank Drogar, but you can't get enough leverage. The vines from the floor and the trunk below hold too firm, and with the tentacles wrapping around you, you can't get enough leverage. You like pull it up above the floorboards, but it's still connected by those vines. You know, the rest of you can see him like pull the gem out, but there are all these grasping vines still contwined around it, holding it in place. Winnie, you're up.
Jeez. I get a bonus action, right?
You do.
Yeah, I'm going to swing at Baba Lazaga with my spiritual weapon.
Great, go ahead.
12 to hit.
12, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a miss. That's it.
Great, Winnie, you're up.
Oh, boy.
You are right there, so I'll say, like, if you want to, like, reach over and both of you take clasp and try and pull the gem out, you are able to as well.
But I'm really worried about how much damage everybody has taken. In these tentacles... Are we still in the places that we are, or are we like floating?
Yes.
And
no, you are held. Yeah, they like come up out of the floor and wrap themselves around you.
I'm still within 5 feet of Kaz and within 5 feet of Drogar.
Correct, and Dimitri.
And
Olaf.
And Olaf.
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna blow a bomb of peace.
Right.
And just from right where I am, I just like, and I just slam two fists into the ground, and up from up out of the floorboards, the eraser dust comes and encircles everybody.
This is fucking tense, dude.
Yeah,
this is tense.
Sure the fuck is. All right, so Kaz, please take 11 points.
Great.
Drogar, 11 points.
Great.
Olaf.
Nice.
12.
Oh, yeah!
Dimitri, 17. Does he need it?
Dimitri gets boxcars.
Hot boy.
Hot boy needs that hot healing.
I don't know that he's taking damage yet, but it's good to know.
Good to know.
God damn it. I'd like to opt for the 17 instead of the 11.
My spiritual erasers are already up.
They are.
Can I wield them from where I am?
Mm-hmm.
Bonus action to attack with them, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is so hurt, though.
Do you have a bonus action spell
she does.
That would heal that is a cantrip?
She has healing word.
Well, it doesn't need to be a cantrip because I did Balm of Peace, and that's just a thing I can do.
Yeah, that's a class skill.
I am going to, for a second, I just watch as that healing overtakes everybody, and I look over at Kaz, and I think that, if I may, when that disintegrate hit, you, Akira, slided back, and you were like, I'm good. I look over at Kaz, and I feel like she's missing a layer of skin. Like... actually is so fucked up. And I look over at her in horror from like really getting a look at her. And I'm gonna cast Healing Word over there. Unless I can. No. Yes, I will cast Healing Word.
Yeah, because you're not close enough to put your hand.
No.
You are. You could cure wounds.
Could I get? No, because that's not a bonus action.
Oh, right. Yeah. So you'd have to Healing Word.
I'll do a third level Healing Word on Kaz.
Dang. A desperate flurry of healing from Winnie.
Yeah.
And I forgot, Winnie, you're supposed to take 3 more d6 if you are restrained by the tentacles. So 4, 5, 10. You're going to take 10 more points.
Got it.
Cleric, heal thyself.
No. 1 second. Let me find all my d4s. All of them.
Every single one.
I said third level. Which means it's 3d4.
Yes.
It's just 1d4 per level.
Correct.
All right, take 9 more back, Kaz.
Lovely, thank you.
And then I just like lay down for a second, and I think I'm like belly down on the floor, and I'm just frantically scanning the room.
Winnie.
And you see my arm kind of down there as you're like frantically scanning.
Winnie, believe.
Okay.
Breathe. You've got this.
Anything else, Winnie?
No.
Okay, that's going to bring us to Dimitri. A cold curtain falls across his face.
Oh, yeah.
And he starts stepping... Oh, fuck, no, he's restrained.
Everard's tentacles.
Fuck.
Break out, baby.
Come on, hot boy!
Break out!
No, it works! It's fine! Because he casts... He said it, so he sat there. He tries to, like... lunge forward, but the tentacles leap forward and like grab onto all parts of him, and he's like restrained back, and he's like trying to get his hands together, but the tentacles keep pulling him apart, and at last he's like, aah! And he claps his hands together, and shoo is the sound of singing glass as the shadow blade appears before him, and he grabs hold of it.
Shit!
And that allows him to use his bonus action to fly unimpeded by movement, so he turns into a raven. Flies over, he lands behind, and he turns back and lands behind Baba, holding the shadow blade in his left hand. Parallel to the floor, he looks down. How long have you wanted my family's steps? Look at me, witch. I want my face to be the last thing you see. And he thrusts forward with the shadow blade.
Don't be Heath Ledger in The Patriot. Don't be Heath Ledger in The Patriot.
Kaz is raging, but Case...
Nat 20!
Not the NPC stealing our XP.
Come on.
Hey, we're all part of the same group. Hey. We all get the XP, okay?
Power level me, daddy.
The Patriot was one of my favorite movies.
Great movie. Great movie.
I've seen it like at least 15 times.
100%. The peril that those boys are in. I was in love with all of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow.
How's it happen?
Wow!
Dimitri! Oh, of course it had to be Dimitri. That's so right. That's so right.
So, yeah.
How long have you wanted my family's steps? My face will be the last thing your cruel eyes ever see.
And he thrusts forward, and Baba at this point is like just out of her gourd, whiling around, still restrained. And she just looks up, swings her head around to settle her eyes on Dimitri's face, and as she does so, like right through, the shadow blade passes as if not even meeting any resistance. Like a hot knife through butter, just passes, you see the tip blast out the back through her hair. And Dimitri kind of just stands for a moment, like stunned and shook, watching this manifested weapon pass through her head. And then he just lets go, and the blade dissipates, and she collapses to the ground. Olaf, you're up.
Oh.
Keep going.
Why are we not out of initiative?
Accomplish the mission.
Okay, so she's just laying there, collapsed. Yeah. Like, seemingly incapacitated.
She looks bad.
I think I... Hold on.
So her death will mean the tentacles drop, so everyone is free.
Okay.
That's good. Okay.
All that's left now. So she is
passed. So I got
that
going for me, which is nice.
Yeah. And so what you're looking at, Olaf, is still just like the roots of the tree bursted through the walls of the cottage writhing about, and Drogar still held it with his hand clenched around the gem.
And so I'm still wrapped by the tree root too, right?
No, not actually. That was for flavor. Okay. Yeah. You're not actually restrained in any way.
I guess I think I'll just like grab Trogar and get ready to pull him.
Try and pull Trogar. Yes,
I'm gonna like if Trogar's got
under my arms, Olaf. Under my arms.
I'm like just like grabbing him to start pulling him.
Great. Yeah. Give me a dexterity saving throw.
Under the arm sockets.
Okay. Dex saving throw. That's a 24.
That's enough.
Nice.
That's enough. So Drogar's been trying to yank this thing out, and he's like on his knees trying to pull it out. And yeah, what do you do, Olaf? You just hug him around the mid.
Yeah, I think I grab him like under one arm and like over the shoulder of the other. So I'm getting like kind of like. I don't know how to describe this well without like someone seeing me, like on an angle across his mm-hmm. shoulders. Like I'm like a chest backpack.
Yes.
Kinda. Yes. Yeah.
And I just like kind of get my feet and he's kneeling over and I just put all my strength into just like ripping him back as hard as I can.
Yeah. And I think you give a holler, Drogar, you give a holler as you both just yank.
Yeah,
and, like, and as you pull back the vines grasping around the gem, burst free, and removing the gem from its containment within the house, you see the roots drop, and the house, like, settles back into place. Removing the gem, its animation comes to an end.
We all take 7d10 damage from falling 50 feet.
All falls quiet. Broadcast features Campbell O'Hare as Winnie, Kay Devine Jones as Kaz, Ned Iannacone as Drogar, Tyler Cantor as Olaf, and me, Trevor William Fail, as your DM. One does not simply walk into patrons. Special shout out to our newest patrons, Justin Quilala, Corvid Murmurations, Cheyenne, and Emma Paulia. Welcome to the party. If you're not ready to support us financially, there are still plenty of ways to help us out. You can follow us on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram at CriticalFailDM, Binge Madness and Mercy on our YouTube channel, and join us there every other Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time when we do live listens of new episodes of the Strahdcast. Or rate and leave us a review wherever you like to listen. Thanks, Dungeoneers, and take your day with advantage.
All right, Trevor's taking his jacket off. I'm taking my jacket off. It's
okay. All right. Okay.
I think I might have hit the reset button on Trevor.
Fuck. No, it's great. Okay.
Everyone at the table is naked and confused.
She smells.